Finally, after 3 days of international outcry, authorities here, the rebel authorities who control this area, have begun to remove the bodies, or at least some of them, about 200 we're told, to refrigerated rail cars at a town nearby. But there are still at least 100 bodies, many of them probably entangled in this wreckage. This scene has been chaos since the crash. It's the world's biggest crime scene, and the prime suspects are in charge of it. Foxes guarding the henhouse. Rebel irregulars from the pro-Russian militias, who control much of the eastern Ukraine, are accused of shooting down Malaysia Flight 17 using a ground-to-air missile system supplied by Moscow. The rebels deny it. The clues as to how this plane was brought down are perhaps hidden among the wreckage strewn over miles of remote countryside. Bits of missile, assuming there was a missile. Signs of impact or explosion. But no comprehensive investigation by competent aviation experts has begun in the first days following the crash. In fact, the first attempts at organizing an inquest by an advanced team from the OSCE, the European Security Body, were restricted by the militia groups who control the site. The rebel leadership has promised cooperation, but that message hasn't seemed to reach the people on the ground, who allowed only restricted, closely supervised access. And the OSCE's Alexander Hug was not happy.
I have an agreement with your minister. If you say me that you do not respect it, I will not run against your order, but I will report back to you.
The local commander wasn't much more helpful when we spoke with him. When will you allow inspectors on the site, I asked him. Tomorrow? Maybe, he said. But tomorrow has been a long time coming here, and the midsummer temperatures have been rising. The rebels say they had to start removing the bodies because they have begun to bloat and decompose, and the central government in Kiev has now agreed. The rebels have been accused of tampering with evidence, but one man's tampering is another's humanitarian gesture. In any event, they seem to have been recovering remains from open ground. Many of the 298 victims here are entangled and mutilated in the wreckage. Some possessions have been gathered and placed in piles. Again, whether this is tampering or organizing is open to interpretation. There are no refrigeration facilities on site and little in the area. Indignity has been piled on tragedy here. Unlike the mysterious disappearance of Malaysia Air's other flight over the open ocean earlier this year, there is no doubt where this one ended up. But plenty of argument over who did it. And no comprehensive inquiry yet to try to find out how. This is exactly the sort of part that any forensic investigation will be looking at. This is the tail section of the plane. This would have been the upright rudder. And there are holes in this thing, deep gouges at the leading edge that would appear, to the untrained eye at least, to be indication of some sort of shrapnel, some sort of penetrating metal bit. It's exactly the kind of thing the investigators should be looking at by now. And the longer it takes for an investigation to begin, the more the suspicion will grow that somebody here has something to hide.